Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10:03 on ESPN 97.5. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. Just me and Dell now. Lance is still hanging out, so maybe he'll chime in. Dell, have you seen the lines for next week yet?
No, except for the only one that matters, the Miami-Florida State line.
Have you seen the Monday Night Football line?
No, what is it?
It's the Chiefs at the Ravens. How about ESPN got that game?
As opposed to Sunday Night Football?
Talk about huge. Yeah.
Don't they get the choice twice? I thought there's something there where they get prime choice a couple times.
It just doesn't seem like it. They always get crappy matchups.
Well, I got it this year.
So what do you think that line is?
I know the Chiefs are underdogs. At least I think that's what I saw. I'll go Ravens minus 2.
3.5.
Well, the Chiefs didn't look great against the Chargers.
No, the Chiefs have not looked great, period. I mean, and they started last year sluggishly, but Mahomes had his ankle.
Well, it was 31-7 against the Texans until they stopped caring.
Yeah. I mean, but it's still, they didn't look like a high power. They didn't look like the Ravens to me. Although the Texans didn't play the Ravens all that poorly either. If you want to know the truth, they were supposed to lose these two games. This is how it was supposed to go.
We had this talk yesterday where they supposed to have the highest point differential or lowest, however you want to describe
right.
it.
No, they're not supposed to, but they played the two best teams, so that makes sense.
But if you are a playoff team and you think, well, I don't know what they're pushing over there. I'm not sure what they're telling people and what they believe as how good they are. But you were in the divisional round last year.
Yeah.
Maybe be more competitive.
Listen, they're the Rockets. They're a playoff team, but they ain't winning nothing. They're a playoff team, though. Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, they have been.
I'm talking about this year. The team that's constituted
this year. Yes, they will be.
Year.
They will be a playoff team.
Are they better than the Titans?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't say that. I said they're a playoff team.
The Bills and the Patriots. So the Bills have, or the Patriots will probably win at least one wild card. We'll see. That division's pretty weak besides the Bills and the Patriots. You've got the Ravens in the North and the Steelers, who we'll see. So that would, if you, let's say we give the Steelers a wild card spot. The Texans would have to beat out the AFC. I don't think they're winning the division. They beat out the AFC West team. The Raiders and the Chargers. Are they better than those two teams right now?
They're not better than the Raiders right now. But we don't know.
I think it's going to be tough. They've turned it around before.
Yeah. But listen, they've gone 0-3. They lost to the New York Giants, who were crappy. They lost at home to the Giants and then went on an 11-game run.
Well, I think the division is better. So I don't think they'll get the easy pickings that they had before. And I just think it'll be difficult. I'm not saying they're not going to make the playoffs. I think it's going to be from the wild card spot.
You obviously didn't get your Papa John's
card.
Well,
I never get it. So you're right. Yeah. I didn't get it.
I did. So guess what? They're a playoff team. And guess what? They might win the Super Bowl. You don't know.
Ooh, yeah, because they're eligible until they're not. So, yes, you can say they might win the Super Bowl.
They might. You don't know.
So, the Bengals might win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they might. With Joe? Now, much better chance.
Yeah, still 0-2.
Yeah. So, you don't think 0-2 teams ever won a Super Bowl? Yes.
Not with the rookie quarterback they have.
So, there's the first time for everything.
Not this year.
He's going to set the pace for all rookie quarterbacks.
You know who I cry for? I don't normally cry for people or worry about them. That Joe Burrow against the Ravens. I fear for him.
Don't like it either.
No.
Let's get Reggie in here. He wants to talk about Deshaun. What do you say, Reggie?
Hey, guys. How you doing, John? Good. Long time, always a listener, man. I was one of your first callers when you was on the AM side, man.
Oh, well, appreciate that, man.
Hey, let me ask you guys this. Where would Mahomes be if Bill Bryan was his head coach? Where would Russell Westbrook be if Bill O'Brien was his head coach? Man, the thing is I'm trying to listen because I don't call a lot because of, the way things are. with Houston sports is just taking the taste out of my mouth. To just even it's the Rockets, whatever it is. But Deshaun Watson is Bill O'Brien is not the coach for his skill set. Man, you cannot tell me, and Lance, I wish he was there to listen. His dad was a college coach and pro coach and all the things. This guy has, I knew when he signed that big contract, John, it was going to be a problem and getting lawsuits, all this. He was going to have a first couple of weeks, rough weeks. But this guy needs help, man. If he had Gary Kubiak's line, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. We'll be talking about him in the same sense we're talking about Mahomes. Man, the guy needs help. Bill O'Brien's offense has been horrible since he was at Penn State. And I don't know what he's done to gain a head coach position for as long as he's been a head coach or a GM position. He is on the same level to me as John Gruden because they have ability to talk them their way into the front office of these coaching staff, but they've never done anything. Gruden got his stuff from Tampa Bay because of was already there, Tony Dungy. I mean, you put these guys, Aaron Rodgers was getting complaints about his way and not doing his thing when he had the coach last year. The man needs help. He needs someone there that knows how to coach him and coach his ability. That's the problem in Houston. And when you have receivers like he has, these short guys, they're DBs now are 6 foot and taller, and they are jamming them at the line, and they have nowhere to go. And you got Frosty Flake Fuller. This dude is just, I mean, he flat one play, and next day you don't see him for the whole game. That's just one of the things he needs help. The guy needs help. Running backs are horrible. I don't care what it is. Tight ends, they are too light. Nobody's blocking for the guy. This guy was running and got out of 3 sacks by his legs and with torn up knees and everything else. And, man, I enjoy y'all's show. I just want to hear your feedback.
It's hard to argue. You got to give Gruden the credit for doing it because, you know, how Steve Kerr walked in after Mark Jackson and he won titles, and he walked into a great situation, but you give Steve Kerr the credit. You got to give John Gruden the credit for what he did. I will say that the two of them are similar, pretty similar now, although it looks like they're taking different directions. They're doing a nice job with draft picks, and the Raiders look like a good, solid football team finally. It's taken a few years for Gruden to put it together. But not only him, Mayock is there as well, making pretty good decisions too. So, I don't disagree with all of that. But then I think of Tom Brady, who's played with literally nobody. Although he did have a great head coach, but he's literally played with zero Hall of Famers, and he just made guys around him better. Deshaun's got to do that. Deshaun's got to do a lot of that. I'm torn on Deshaun right now, but I'm not gonna judge Deshaun right now on these two games.
Yeah, my judgment of Deshaun isn't about these two games. It's really a continuation of what I felt coming into the year. I think we've talked about this before about when, and maybe I forgot the guy's name. Maybe people are still believing he is what he was in college, and is Bill O'Brien keeping him from that? I don't know. Would Pat Mahomes be the same under Bill O'Brien? No, but I do think he'd be better than Deshaun because you know what? Pat Mahomes is a better quarterback than Deshaun Watson. He is. He does things. Now, Deshaun is unbelievable with some of the things he does. The caller just mentioned getting out of sacks. Pat Mahomes does things that maybe him and only Aaron Rodgers do throwing the football. That ain't an Andy Reid thing. That's just a God-given ability. So Pat Mahomes is just a special, special talent. Yeah. Deshaun is a little less special.
You know, it's funny, though. But I mean, obviously, he was pretty highly thought of with his skill set at Texas Tech, but he's just turned into something special. Maybe he's matured, and he's got the right coaching.
True,
and he's got better players around him.
Yeah.
He's got a lot more talent than he did at Texas Tech, that's for certain. And the Chiefs certainly saw it. Dorsey saw it. He said, no, we're trading up for him and getting that guy. We think he's special. But we know Deshaun is special. We know Deshaun has been special. And it's Doug Peterson was asked yesterday, why is Carson Wentz regressing? And it's how in the world? Okay, Doug Peterson. There's a guy right there, right? Doug Peterson is thought to be a great offensive mind. He's won a Super Bowl. He won it with Nick Foles, and Carson Wentz is getting worse and worse.
You think he's catching crap right now in Philly? I don't know.
Yes,
I know Wentz is. You think Peterson is?
Probably is too. Yes,
probably with Philly fans. But they won a Super Bowl.
Yes,
I was without Wentz.
Hey, Brian Billick was gone
without Wentz.
After Brian Billick was gone, after he won a Super Bowl,
Brian Billick told me, he told a group of us at NFL Films one time. He said, as soon as you draft the quarterback, doesn't matter where you draft him in the first round, early second round. He said, you better like him because the clock has started on your job. As soon as you draft a quarterback.
Was it the Kyle Bowler that he drafted? And that was the him.
Yep. Kyle Bowler. He said, I got fired.
Well, let's face it, though. Brian Billick's offense, he was an offensive mind, and they won it with defense.
Yeah, not just because of defense. His offense was awful. The quarterback, Tony Banks and Trent Dilfer don't help that, but Kyle Bowler didn't help either. I was talking to a Philly fan yesterday. Maybe, Lance, you can tell me if what they're saying is accurate about Carson Wentz. Holds the ball too long, dink and dunk, and is inaccurate on things he shouldn't be inaccurate on.
Yeah, his accuracy has fallen off a little bit. Last year, I thought he actually played pretty well for not having any targets. I thought there were times where he, you know, made the most of the situation. The dink and dunk thing is a real concern because he used to be a full field reader and would get through his progressions. And once you start getting under duress or once you don't have guys get open down the field, you start to predetermine what you're going to do and where you're going to go with the ball based on your best matchup, you know, which is fine on some plays, but other plays you want the defense, what the defense is, to dictate where you're going to go with the ball, you know, take advantage of holes in the defense, whether it's zone or man. And I think that, you know, there's definitely a potential that Carson Wentz isn't doing that because Wentz didn't kill the Redskins. Like, Wentz isn't killing anybody right now.
No. Well, his offensive line sucks.
And you just paid him, too, by the way.
Well, here's another thing, too, is the offensive lines. And Deshaun's offensive line has been crap.
You notice
and
Goff
Eagles'
is back?
Offensive line has been crap.
You notice Goff is back now that he got his targets back?
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp comes back. Robert Woods is healthy. Like, that's a really big deal for him to have.
Well, and Higbee.
He needs, and Higbee has been great.
Yep.
All of a sudden, Goff looks like he's worth the money.
Hey, Texas Star Grill Shop is having its fall sale. Lance was just telling you about it a little while ago. Do you know which grill to get? I'm going to do this as well. We've got the house now, and I got to redo. It's embarrassing, the grill that they had. So I've got to go over and see Rick and Michelle, and I got to pick out the right grill for me. I don't know what it is. Pits and Spits, Wood Pellet Grill, one of the hottest grills, amazing grill. Traeger continues to innovate and advance. They've got the Ironwood grills, and they've taken off. You can design a new outdoor kitchen, helps it definitely makes a huge, huge difference. They carry the leading brands in outdoor kitchens like RCS, Blaze, DCS, Fire Magic, Twin Eagles, all of them. Check out some of the newer grills, the Santa Maria grill. This grill will surely bring out the party. You can smoke the flavor into your food. Kamado Joe has been very popular and has been for years. Texas Style Grill Shop is opening a fourth location in October. Stay tuned for a grand opening announcement. Get yourself a grill that will last and save big during the fall grill sale. Free delivery and assembly. You've got to stop by and see the best in grilling only at Texas Star Grill Shop located in Houston, Katy, and Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
Now you may be asking yourself, Del, why are we playing music from Toy Story with clips from the show? Well, because we're going to give you an opportunity to watch Toy Story in a different way completely. Baseball may be over at Constellation Field, but we're going to give you a chance to still go to the ballpark, bring the entire family and join us, or them, this Friday, September 25th, for our Center Field Cinema event and enjoy Toy Story and Toy Story 2 on our Texas-sized video board right there in the outfield. Let's go with caller 5 at 1025. So simple enough. Caller 5 at 1025 to 713-780-3776. Was a family 4-pack of tickets to see the show. Gates open at 6:30. Tickets are $10 general admission, and people will social distance on the outfield. So mask up, grab your blankets and chairs. Concessions will be open, and meet us at Constellation Field for Toy Story 2 and Toy Story back to back. Caller 5 at 1025, 713-780-3776. I said at 1025, people. That's a classic movie. You can take your kids out there, enjoy it. Caller 5 at 1025.
Cool. That sounds cool. Good stuff. Somebody, Football Zebras, I didn't know that there was a, and he's got a blue check mark. Football Zebras. The referee for the Texans and Steelers, Sean Smith. Now, is there, like, okay, so if there's a referee in obviously, we know the referee that you never want, the Rockets never want. Oklahoma City didn't want him either. We know Angel Hernandez, you can't have him, right? Can't have an Angel Hernandez. Anywhere. You know he's going to ruin the game.
He's terrible everywhere.
Right. Is there a referee in football where you go, now, Luckett, remember him?
Yes.
He screwed up the coin toss.
He did. I mean, we know Hockley for the guns.
Yeah, but Hockley, you didn't say, oh, yeah. We got Hockley. Yeah, actually, you said, wow, we got Hockley.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, Sean Smith, the referee, like, okay.
I couldn't tell you if Sean Smith was on my big toe, who Sean Smith is.
A human's on your toe. It might hurt a little bit.
Yeah, well, is he a big guy?
No, but any human standing on your toe, unless they're a baby.
Well,
a child.
Right, but little people, they can stand on your toes. And, like, little kids, they, you know.
That's true, unless they're a child.
You can walk around, or
yeah,
little people.
I don't know of any referee where I'm like, oh, we're screwed here.
No, but in baseball and basketball?
Well, because, we know, the home plate umpire can decide games if he wants to. At least decide the flow of them. And then an NBA referee can screw you.
Oh, he does.
There's only three of them. One could make all the... We saw Scott Foster make multiple calls out of position because he said he saw something. An NFL referee, there's like how many other guys who got to make calls? They can't... The lead ref can't screw you over.
It's what Scott Foster do. He screws you over. It's what he do.
Well, did Laremy Tunsil didn't even get targeted by Sean Smith. Did he? Did he commit a false start?
No, it's coming up. It's the Steelers game.
Oh, he's coming up. What about the referee in week one?
Yeah, he screwed him. He had a false start
on the
call.
First drive, right?
He was targeted.
Targeted, huh?
Yes.
I guess all those complaints and all that money didn't change his status. You know, superstars get calls. They're still calling him for false starts.
Yeah. No. Well, you know what? Michael Jordan got calls. How come Laremy Tunsil didn't get calls?
You really want to get into that?
Speaking of Michael Jordan... He's getting into NASCAR now.
Yeah.
With Denny Hamlin?
Yeah, NASCAR people buy those stupid and big colorful t-shirts too.
Bubba Wallace is going to drive for him.
Can you imagine Jordan brand on all the branding? Like a Jordan
brand
car.
On the car? That'd be totally sweet.
Jordan brand NASCAR shirts now.
Why are North Carolina basketball players such rednecks? Brad Daugherty?
I mean, if like Eric Montross was... I was like, okay.
I get it. Michael Jordan and Brad Daugherty?
Brad Daugherty has always loved racing.
Oh, he's an expert.
Yeah, but even before we knew...
He talks like this a little bit.
Even before we knew he was going to be a really good basketball player, I think he had always loved racing. It's not a new... Yeah. It wasn't a new, I'm famous, let me get into something.
How could you love racing? Trey loves racing.
Well, have you asked Trey why he loves racing so much?
No.
You were on a podcast with him and never asked that question?
No. Love Trey. I just don't love racing.
Neither do I. Trey was here last night, and he was a little worried about getting home because, you know, he lives in Baytown.
You're the only one. I was surprised you got here this morning.
He actually lives in Baytown as opposed to where you think I live, and he was a little worried, but he made it home. Yeah, it was a little rough.
Well, and if it's like a hurricane or a tornado, Trey lives in a trailer park.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were just taking another shot.
No. He lives in a trailer.
You tend to take shots at Trey.
I love Trey. And he lives in a trailer. And where's the first place a hurricane or a tornado goes?
Well, the tornado is a definite target for a tornado.
Yeah. So.
Did you talk to Trey about Umbrella Academy on this podcast?
I didn't. I didn't know Trey was watching it. I wasn't watching it at the time.
I don't know that he is either, but I just feel like you would bring it up to all your friends now. You talk to Chad about it?
Chad ain't watching the Umbrella Factory.
Umbrella Academy, sir.
Yeah, Umbrella Academy. He ain't watching it. Trust me. That ain't happening.
What is Chad like besides chew, golf, and Oklahoma State?
So a lot of things.
Beer? Alcohol? Or hard alcohol?
No, just mostly? Coors Light. He's a Coors Light guy.
Okay.
No, that's it.
So you were a little agitated about the Oklahoma State-Tulsa game. How agitated was Chad?
Extremely. We watched it together. He was extreme, but...
Did he fire Gundy?
He didn't fire Gundy yet. No, well, Gundy actually got him through this. I told you, what a great win. Spencer Sanders was hurt, okay? You can't win a game without your starting quarterback. Ask Bill O'Brien.
What?
You cannot win. It's impossible to win a football game.
Well, that's why TCU backed out of their game, didn't have their starting quarterback.
That's right. You're damn right they did.
But
embarrassing.
Maybe you would have picked, maybe should have picked your third string as your backup as opposed to that backup that you used.
I know. The third stringer was much better. Holy crap. Ilsinger? Or?
I'm a fan of that kid because he's a true freshman with a tat sleeve.
And he walked into one of the biggest games in college football history.
Oh!
All right. And
you do know it's just Tulsa, right?
And took over the game?
Well, took over is strong. All he did was like...
Threw it up to Tylan Wallace.
Tylan Wallace, I know that DB's going to push you out of bounds. Just get back in and make the play.
Well, how about Chuba? Number zero looked better than Chuba did. I don't know who that kid is. Chuba's terrible. Chuba's a bust. So it looks like Teron Liu is actually... He's by far the front runner here. According to Ben DuBose. Well, according to a story by Ben DuBose.
You making a face over there, Lance?
Yeah.
Well, he gets it from Rockets.
Yeah. But this is from Kelly Iko of The Athletic. Kelly Iko probably gets it from the Rockets. He was asked if Liu is a serious candidate for Houston's current job. Liu is a serious candidate. I disagree with the notion that his sample size is hard to gauge. Remember, it was Liu who took over the job from David Blatt midway through the 2016 season, and he led blah, blah, blah. During his stint in Cleveland, Liu led the Cavs to 3 straight finals appearances. I'm fairly certain anyone within the Rockets organization would take those odds, especially being able to garner the respect of the greatest player in the world and compete on the league's highest platform. He did have LeBron. He's not going to have LeBron anymore. We saw, Phil Jackson when he had Kobe and he had Michael. He was pretty good. When he went to the Knicks, not so good. Not really so good. Of course, he was in the front office, different deal. But is Teron Liu the answer here? I don't know. I would imagine that James would have to garner some respect for him since he did win. He does know how to win. You know how he knows how to win? Give LeBron the ball. Let LeBron do LeBron stuff. I would imagine, though, being at the NBA Finals for 3 straight years, but there's always, right? And I guess Phil Jackson shook it because he was able to lead 2 different teams to 11 titles. Phil Jackson was, the Zen master, and he just knew how to win. I don't know that Teron Liu is ever going to shake that, you won, but you were with LeBron because of LeBron, right?
I mean, yeah, that's the benefit and maybe the curse of coaching LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
won, but guess what?
You always have a shot of winning big, but then people are like, that's LeBron's.
Well, and until these playoffs, isn't that Spoelstra stink?
Well, I think the casual might have put that on him, but you talk to any I guess people you should respect in the basketball, they gave him a lot of credit.
Yeah.
But this run, particularly if they make the final, solidifies who he is.
But again, without LeBron, he hadn't done anything until now.
He made a couple playoff appearances, but sure. And that team had suffered with the Chris Bosh stuff where he got sick, so he never had a team that was really good. But people had lauded him for his in-game stuff. And even with those LeBron teams, they said he did a good job with those teams. But you're right. Up until now, nowhere near the same success. And this run has probably reminded people, okay, he's pretty good.
Yeah. No, and unless you do it without a star, you're not going to get, especially LeBron. Brad Stevens. I think he gets a lot of credit, and I think he's well-respected.
Yeah.
But he, because he did it on the college level, he got to the ultimate game. And then he has done a pretty damn good job with Boston as well.
He has, and that run without Kyrie and helped him, certainly. But he has been one that would be the first year, certainly would be a finals appearance. But he has been one that people have looked at, even the casual fan, because of what he did at Butler, and said, that guy's a great coach. He had that before he even got to the NBA. Before he got to the NBA, he was considered a great coach by people in the game and also people who are just watching basketball for fun.
Do we consider Rick Carlisle a great coach?
I mean,
I think people respect him.
I think what his defensive game plan and how he made LeBron pretty much a nothing in that finals solidifies his place.
Yeah.
Like that defense, like Dwayne Wade had a great series, and the fact that he'd have somehow found a way to win that series, Dwayne Wade probably would have won the MVP. But LeBron was far below his averages, made him tentative. Yeah, Rick Carlisle's considered one of the
Is Steve Kerr a great coach?
You got to ask yourself, were the Warriors just simply 1 year away with Mark Jackson, or did he elevate them to a level that Mark Jackson never would have?
Put him on Minnesota and let's see what he does.
Well, they have two good players.
Yeah? Okay, but what have they done? Well, they don't even make the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. He's not there. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So he would have something to work with and see if he could elevate them. Now, they made the playoffs once with Jimmy Butler, but you're saying an 8 seed. He got hurt late in the year. They fell off and made the 8 seed, lost to the Rockets. The Rockets had their best year that year. You put him on that Minnesota team. Does he elevate them to certainly not a title team, but does he do the same type of thing he did with the Warriors, where they're all of a sudden a consistent playoff team with D'Angelo Russell and Jarrett Culver and Karl Anthony Towns? Is he capable of that? We don't know, because he's all he's done really since he's been in the league is coach Hall of Famers.
I just don't know what kind of coach he is.
I think he's pretty good. He's had great players, but
Pop is a great coach, great and now all of a sudden he's not that great a coach. You know why?
Well, the players.
He don't have the triumvirate.
Well, yeah, it happens, and maybe Pop's message isn't the same, or it's not getting through the same way it did to those guys. I mean, great. We know Phil Jackson. What was he with the Knicks as a? He sucked as a personnel guy.
Yeah,
he couldn't find the right guys.
The worst.
So we know what it takes in the NBA. The NBA above all, you have to have stars. Now you may not need to have the best of the best, like Phil Jackson had and Shaq and Kobe and Jordan. But you need guys. That's the most X and O's thing, sport, I think, of all of them, because we've seen football coaches, particularly college coaches, find ways with their system to work around talent deficits. How big does it? You can't have a giant talent deficit in basketball and win.
No, no. 10:31 ESPN 97. Well, unless you're the Mavericks. 10:31.
But they had a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, one.
But they had one.
Right. But time to talk about Champion Energy right now. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. Just the best way to go about getting your electricity at the best price. I'm just so tired of people, you know, not having paying more than they have to. It's just really, I've been talking about this for a dozen years, and I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many people. Yeah, I went to with Champion. Unbelievable the difference from month to month. And it just happens every single time. You are going to love Champion Energy. You'll love the service. But most of all, you're going to love the price every single month. So go to champion.energy/1560. Stop wasting your money. Go to champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Rex Chapman put together a compilation of Paul Rudd dancing. I didn't realize the dude danced as much as he does. He's got all kinds of dances. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. I just mentioned, how about that? I can't wait already. I want to see the Chiefs and Ravens. I want to see that game. That's a 3.5. When was the last time the Chiefs were 3.5-point underdogs? I mean, that's unimaginable. Dude, these guys have been... Like, the Patriots were a big dog. Like, it was the first time in how long that the Patriots were a dog like this? Since Garoppolo started for Brady, when Brady was suspended. their first road game of the year, I guess. That's the first time since 16, I want to say, that they were that big an underdog.
Trying to find the last time the Chiefs were an underdog.
The Chiefs aren't going to be an underdog.
Well.
Even on the road, they're not going to be.
Did they start with the did they play the Patriots on the road last year? Or was that the year before?
That would have been the year before, no? Yeah, no, last year was Green Bay and Chicago in the first game, right?
Yeah, I said start, but I tried to catch myself. I was trying to think, period, did they play the Patriots on the road last year?
Even still, they would have been underdogs.
I don't know. I'm trying to see. I'm sure that's somewhere. I just don't know where to look to find out the last time they're an underdog. But yeah, 3.5. The Ravens were the best team.
That's a big number.
Best team in the regular season last year. And we talked about it. Chiefs weren't great against the Chargers. That's a road game. I understand it. And the Ravens played them pretty well last year in Kansas City. Kansas City got out to a comfortable lead, and the Ravens fought back, I believe, to get back in it. Yeah, it was 27-24. That game went to – no, that was the year – they've played each other the last couple years, right? They played in 18, I think.
Well, they're division winners, right?
Yeah, they played in 18, and then they played in 19, and that one was a good game too. The Ravens finally get them at home.
Is this the new Patriots-Colts?
It should be.
Yep.
We thought Deshaun and the Texans would be involved some way, shape, or form.
They are.
Are they?
They always win the division. They have to play those two teams every year. But guess what? They just played them back-to-back and kicked their ass.
You do know they lost by double
digits.
Not
by much.
Double digits, both games.
Not by much.
Last year was 33-28, the Ravens-Chiefs game in Kansas City. This time, the Ravens finally get them at home. And it is by much when they have the worst point differential in all of football.
Yeah, but that's not saying anything. So, other lines, the Texans are down to 3.5. I think that started at 5. AJ said he saw it at 5. It's 3.5 right now. Texans catching 3.5 at the Steelers. I don't know which way I'm going on that one. How about the Tampa is a 6-point favorite at the Denver Broncos?
Denver's going to be without their starter.
Jeff Driscoll.
Who played okay against the Steelers.
He did play pretty good.
But I understand. Tom Brady doesn't have great days in Denver, but there's no Peyton Manning on the side this year. He's got Jeff Driscoll.
Saints got the Packers. Packers are going to New Orleans. What do you think that line is?
Packers to New Orleans. People are questioning Drew Brees. He says, my job is to lead the team, not to put up a lot of yards. I'm going to go Packers -3.
Saints -3.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're at home.
So?
I don't know what that means.
Who's going to be there?
Yeah. Cleveland's given 7 to the Washington football team. You know what? You're not going to make a living betting the Browns -7 ever.
No, is that in Washington?
It is in Cleveland.
I don't like the Browns when they've had any type of success.
Right.
Now, they've had more time off since it was a Thursday game, but I don't like them when they feel good about themselves.
Right. That's the truth. Cincinnati's at Philadelphia. Philadelphia's a 6-point favorite. I don't think Philadelphia can't be a 6-point favorite against anybody.
How's Philadelphia?
Philadelphia's a bad football team.
How Philadelphia's pass rush? Because I think both those guys are going to be spending a lot of time on the ground.
Cleveland's got a great pass rush.
No, Cincinnati.
I know, but Cincinnati played Cleveland.
And the Chargers got
hit. And Joe did pretty well against them.
Yeah, but how many times did he get hit? That's what I'm talking about. Because how many times is he going to get hit for the third week in a row? There's already articles about, is Joe Burrow on the Andrew Luck path?
Really?
Yeah, about getting hit over and over again.
Well, he ain't scared to stand in there and take a hit. He took some big hits, too.
It's only two weeks into his career. Let that stuff keep building up. We'll see. Yeah, since the Bengals wire is already writing articles about, is he going to become the next Andrew Luck?
Look at how the narrative has changed. The Minnesota Vikings are home this week. Before the season started, what do you think the line Minnesota hosting Tennessee would have been?
I would have said Minnesota 3?
3. They're 2.5-point underdogs at home.
Well, they've been awful.
They've been really awful.
Coming off did Kirk Cousins get above 3 picks? Because I saw at one point he was at 3 interceptions in the middle of the game. Did he throw any more?
I don't know that.
I'll look it up.
San Francisco at New York again, back-to-back weeks. Why would the schedule makers do that to them?
I don't know.
They must be staying there. They got to spend the week there. They're not flying back and then flying back again.
It doesn't make much sense. And this is the same field that they feel like cost them multiple stars. It's going to be a... they asked the NFL to look into the field. Said it was a little sticky. It's a new field installed over the summer. What's the number again?
4.
I think I might like the Giants.
No, I don't think so. I can't do that. I can't ever say that.
Well, Garoppolo's not playing. It's going to be Nick Mullins. No Bosa. No Mostert. No Solomon Thomas.
Although that hasn't been a big loss. How about the Rams had to go to Philadelphia? Now they're at the Bills. There's another one. Did they stay up there? That's one of the best games of the week. Rams at Bills.
Yeah.
Bills are 2-point favorites.
I don't know what to think of the Bills because first they played the Jets, who stink, and Josh Allen played another team who's not very good, and he always lights up the Dolphins. They're playing a different caliber of team this week, a different defense. It's going to get after him. Got nice corners. As much as the 700-plus yards from Josh Allen in 2 weeks has been really, really good, if you're almost playing a different game this week because you play two bad football teams. I don't like it for the Bills this week.
I don't like it for the Bills either. I'm going to tell you what, the Rams defense, that to me is the difference. That's a pretty good football team right now. That's a really good football team right now. And
we saw what they did to the Cowboys. Now, that was week one for that offense, but the Cowboys came back and put up 40. And that was with turning the ball over in the first quarter multiple times. They still found a way to put up 40. So that offense, at least in their eyes, is going to be pretty good. And the Rams had no problems with it. Held them to 17.
Yep. 1042 ESPN 97.5. We've got news of the weird coming your way. Yeah, I mean, Leonard Floyd is playing well. You got Jalen Ramsey. I don't like that. I got Josh Allen, and I've got Aaron Rodgers as my quarterbacks. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers this week. I don't like Josh Allen against that defense.
No.
Even though he's been great.
Yeah.
He's been great. 713? No, you can't call in. Don't call in because we got news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Dell, did you ever lose your surfboard?
Never owned a surfboard.
You didn't own a surfboard?
No.
A surfer lost his board in Hawaii, and it reappeared in the Philippines, more than 5,000 miles away.
It's like a message in a bottle.
It kind of is. I guess it was out in the sun because it looks lighter. It looks like yellower. But it's the same board. And I guess if you're in that salt water all that time, you're going to look bad too, Del.
Well, we've seen those movies where the people who are adrift at sea, they're all haggard and weathered and... It's the deal. See what you started. I can hear the conversation still going on outside.
I know. I hear him.
They're talking about Sam Darnold and how good he is. Because you had to talk
Sam
about
Sam Darnold AJ. Should be great. AJ came in here. Why didn't you call into the show? Because I'll end up yelling at you two. That's why.
Being stupid.
Because you say stupid stuff.
By the way, just to clean up that San Francisco conversation, not only did they lose Raheem Mostert, Tevin Coleman's going to miss a couple weeks with the knee injury. That turf destroyed their roster.
I got Jerick McKinnon. I'm glad. So
damn. I guess maybe an investigation does need to occur if it happened to that many 49ers.
Yeah, no. That field has got to be bad. Gucci's debuting a $1,200 pair of jeans with grass stains around the knees. Do you want these jeans?
What's the purpose of the grass stains? To signify what?
Well, that's just a style.
It's styles that have dirty pants? Yeah. I've seen this. I get the distressed look with their holes and stuff, but why dirt? That's a man. You know, white people doing crazy stuff.
A judge. So apparently, 41-year-old Sarah Meredith is spared jail time. She apparently performed sex acts on a dog, but. But apparently she was influenced by some men who got her to do it. And the whole thing seems to be a bit lurid to me.
You think someone performing sex acts on dogs is lurid?
Yeah.
You got a problem with that? So she is...
What do you think the dog thought of the whole thing? Why y'all sitting over there watching, you cucks?
Oh, no. I don't know if the dog recognizes that as a thing. Because I don't think in dog world, one dog just watches another dog. What's a dog do? A dog who's not participating puts his back up against the wall and just sits there upright and watches?
No, it was the guys that were sitting
there. No, I know. But yeah. What I'm saying is a dog...
Will watch people have sex a bunch.
Yeah, but a dog...
Dogs like to watch.
Do dogs watch other dogs have sex?
You ever been in a girl's house that had a dog and the dog's just like...
Not in the
room.
Like,
hey, dog.
Not in the room.
Move along.
I understand that particular phenomenon, but no, the dog always is out of the room. And I didn't ever say, hey, cuck dog, as you just said. But do dogs watch other dogs have sex?
Yeah, I would imagine. Or they'd probably try to get in.
Yeah, so...
Well, but they don't have the same mores.
What I'm saying is I don't know if a dog thinks to himself, man, what's that cuck doing over there sitting in the corner watching me with his girl? I don't think a dog thinks that.
I think dog probably goes, hey, you want to get in? Come on.
You somehow made the story more lurid than it was.
I don't know.
So she was influenced by these guys and the guys watched? Were drugs and alcohol involved?
Is this something that anyone wants to do? Why is this in some way, shape, or form? Hey, go do that dog. I mean, you got to be a real scumbag to make a girl.
I get how those dynamics can work, I guess. But, yeah, it's not part of my bag. It's not in my bag.
No.
That's a club I don't have, John.
No, I'm not in that. No, that's not what I want. I don't want anything like that. No.
What would you think that? Is that a driver? Is that a putter? What type of club? If you could put that scenario with the putter, would it be a three-wood? What would it be? Because if it's not in my bag, it's in their bag. So what would it be?
No. Well, it's a niblick it's one of them. It's some kind of grotesque club. It's not something that anybody wants to use. All right? It's one of those that you see on late night, on the Golf Channel late night. And you're like, I don't want that club.
The ones they try to sell.
Yeah. So an Enid woman was arrested. She led officers on a chase. What do you think her excuse was?
She had to go home to poop.
That's it. Bing, ding, 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 ding.
That's always the excuse I would.
It was her birthday.
Well, I wouldn't use that one.
I had
so
to poop on my birthday.
I wouldn't use that one. But if I was being chased by the police and it turns out I'm not getting away.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. I really have to go poop, and I only like doing that at home. So this wasn't really wasn't me running evading arrest. It's me trying to evade an accident in my pants.
Right. Here's the exchange. Your license is suspended. Why? I don't know. I didn't know that. Now I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through the Woods County. But I have to poop so bad. Where do you think I was going? It's my birthday. It's my bleeping birthday. Why don't you just let me go? Because your license is suspended. I'm sorry. I didn't know. Otherwise, I won't drive no more. But can I please go home and poop?
Well.
Yeah.
When that is happening to you, it's the most important thing in the world. When that scenario is taking place, is there anything more important in the world?
No.
No. I understand.
I got one thing on my mind.
Yeah.
I got to drop a deuce.
And it's not happening.
And it ain't changing just because you're arrested me.
No, it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter what is going on. I still have to do this. Let me go.
Mm-hmm.
I understand her completely. I wouldn't have brought up my birthday, though.
Well, no. It's my birthday. Will you let me? Nah.
Nah.
Centerville man took a car on a test drive over the weekend, and he's been arrested. He was driving over 100 miles an hour, and he refused to let the car dealer get out of the vehicle. He's arrested for kidnapping. When the victim was on the phone with the 911 dispatcher, started driving 100 miles per hour on the freeway, turned the music up, and rolled all the windows down. The victim believed that Gibson was doing this so that the dispatcher would not hear him provide the address.
When I was test driving cars, when I just recently bought one, I
here's the guy. Well, would you get in a car with that guy?
That was the question I asked.
He looks like Florida man.
Because the person I was dealing with, she was a woman, and she was walking me through the features, and I was like, "Do you just hop in the car all the time?" She goes, "It depends. It depends on the vibe I'm getting from the person. If not, if I'm getting a bad vibe, maybe I don't do it. Maybe I have one of the guys do it, or maybe the guy rides with me. I would never want to do that job. Be the person who hops in the car while they go on the test drive. I don't know you, and now you got control of a car. Nah, not doing it."
So apparently in Morocco, they had giant shaped fish sculptures. They weren't well received. The citizens demolished them because they looked like erections.
Huh. You know, people think the Rams logo looks like there's a hidden erect penis in the new logo they have. Look, pull up the new Rams logo. People think
you mean like Amazon? Like Lance thinks Amazon is?
Well, something like that, yeah. But if you pull up the new Rams logo, people have pointed out that it looks like there's a where the eyes and the snout come together.
Yeah.
They think that looks like, instead of eyes, it looks like the rounding of testicles.
Mm-hmm.
And the snout.
And then the snout looks.
Yeah, look at it. Type in, not now they have multiple, but the Rams head logo.
It looks
logo.
Like Kilroy.
The new Rams head logo, people say, you snuck a penis in there.
Yeah. And listen, I've been to Morocco. Most people don't fool around. If it looks like an erection, they're going to tear it down.
I've never been, but I believe you.
Yeah. No, those people are serious. They do that whole, in the middle of the night thing.
You didn't enjoy it, did you?
No, I was like, hey, you shut up out there?
How old were you? Was this part
of
your
college?
Your college abroad
I was
stuff.
In Spain. Yeah, and I was traveling, and I was like, hey. Can you guys keep it down?
They're like, you're in our country.
Trying to do stuff in here.
You're in our country, sir. In fact, if you tell us you're going to do something, we'll stop you from doing that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they would have stopped me. No. All right, we're done. The press box is next. See what they got for you, Charlie, Joel, and Nick. Coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.